A story from the old country, as oft stories are told. There was once a young man, very arrogant, very full of himself, and he thought, what job should I get? And he decided to apply for the night's watch. He would get a uniform with shiny buttons, a sword, and he would walk throughout the town, be part of the night's watch. That's exactly what he did. As part of a small group on guard, there was a sergeant, and they would walk through the town. But then one night, as the young man was on patrol, he came upon a beggar. The beggar was curled up in the street, and he shouldn't be there. And so the young man nudged him just a little bit. And all of a sudden, the beggar arose and drew a sword. The young man drew his sword. He realized it was a beggar. He didn't want to hurt him. And so he thought he would go back and forth and disarm him. But so it went, back and forth, back and forth. But no matter what, the young man couldn't disarm the beggar. 5, 10, 15 minutes, the young man was becoming weary. And all of a sudden, the beggar thrust, the young man parried, and ran him through. And as the beggar was dying and breathed his last, he said, I give you the curse of the blessings. If you do not say one blessing a day, you will die. With that, the beggar's eyes closed and he collapsed. The young man, while arrogant, still had goodness in his heart. He dashed off to find the sergeant to bring back the guard. But lo and behold, the beggar was gone. The next morning, as the young man got off guard duty and fell asleep, he was tired. He couldn't quite sleep. As he woke up in the late afternoon, he saw the sun was beginning to set, and he became so weary and so tired. He remembered the beggar's words, and he said, Blessed are you, eternal our God, who gives strength to the weary. And all of a sudden, he was renewed. He knew his prayers. The next morning, after he got off guard duty, before he even went to sleep, he said, Blessed are you, eternal our God, who opens the eyes of the blind. And so it was. He felt renewed and then went to sleep. The next, Blessed are you, eternal our God, who makes the veins and the arteries and the openings and closing clothes in our bodies. So it went for a month and a half. The young man blessed everything about himself that he could think of. He would bless something to eat. He would bless new foods. It was amazing. As long as he said a blessing, his strength would be renewed. When he ran out of things to bless about himself, he blessed his mother. It was 3 months. He blessed his father. Then it was 2 months. Well, what can you do? And so it went. Brothers, sisters, nieces, and nephews. He would spend at least a month on each, finding each day something to bless. And then it went on to people in the community. Before you know it, people, his reputation began to grow, and he was known as the master of blessings. If there was a bar bat mitzvah, if there was a baby naming, a wedding, someone called to the Torah, someone who was ill, they would call the master of blessing. It went that way for year after year, for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. It kept going. There was a new yeshiva, a new synagogue, the master of blessing. Until now, that young man was 120 years old like Moses. And he thought, today, I'll wake up, I'll enjoy the day, I won't say a blessing, and I'll pass slowly. He enjoyed the day, he ate his favorite foods. As the sun was beginning to set, he grew tired, And then all of a sudden, that beggar who he saw 100 years earlier reappeared. He hadn't aged a day. The master of blessings was beside himself. What is this? What happened? And the beggar said, I'm the Moach HaMavis, the angel of death. 100 years ago, all you were was a uniform with shiny buttons and a sword. There was no neshama. There was no soul. But by seeing your blessings and the blessing around you, your soul became full of life. At that moment, the master of blessings said, Baruch atah Adonai. Just one more blessing. It's a wonderful tale I learned from Rabbi Mitch Chaffetz. And if you think about it, blessing pervades all of Judaism. Abraham and his descendants and Sarah, they were to be a blessing. In the book of Exodus, we're blessed as our people goes from slavery to freedom. In the book of Numbers, we have the priestly blessing. May the Eternal bless and keep you. And Deuteronomy talks about the blessings. I'm leaving the curses aside for a moment. The blessings if we follow God's laws. Wouldn't it be amazing to become a master of blessings, to bring this fulfillment into our lives? So what's the skill, what's the talent to be a master of blessings? Obviously, it begins with fright. Oh my God, I need to find something to bless about myself before the sun goes down. Panic can inspire great blessings and increase our attention. But each day, he found something to bless. He started with his body, with his spirit, and then to see the gifts of each person in his life. Paying attention. You know, it sounds like the refrain we heard again and again from our youth. But full consciousness with another is a blessing. You know, think about our lives. Think about multitasking. That's the catchphrase for our society. I get exhausted. Can I find a hotel with good Wi-Fi while I'm traveling? Can I check my email before I go to bed and as soon as I rise? Can I arrange my schedule to pick up the kids, finish everything at work, shop, and see my friends? Can I eat breakfast and read the New York Times? That's me. For teens and preteens, can I talk on the phone? Can I text? Can I Snapchat? All of this, it's just Monday. With the skills of managing many responsibilities that we need, Judaism as a tradition offers a fuller vision of life. So here's my favorite example. It's not just the motzi over bread. We have blessings for everything. Fruit from trees, from the ground, pastries from bread, made with sugar. There's even a bracha for candy. But my favorite, is the controversy over pizza. I kid you not, I was in the Bratislava community in Jerusalem. This actually came up. So what's the blessing for pizza? Is it bread? Or is it pastry? Well, it's got a lot of cheese, it's got a lot of oil, it's got mushrooms and onions, of course. Or is it bread? Okay, how many people think bread? How many people think pastry? How many people think trick question because you already know me? Here is the answer. It depends how much pizza you're eating. I'm not making this up. If you're having one slice, a normal slice, not a Sbarro slice, then it's a snack. You do the blessing over pastry. If it's two slices, that's a meal. I'm not going to get into the difference between Pizza Hut in Israel, the U.S., Chicago, Boston, New York, and here, what's your favorite pizza place? We got a blessing for everything. But it's not ritual observed to the nth degree. Rabbi Larry Kushner in Eyes Remade for Wonders says, the commonality of all great spiritual traditions, Eastern meditation, reading the Torah, Gregorian chant, is the ability to pay attention, seeing the world and others with the fullness of the heart. The Master of Blessings, a second thought. Blessings inspire us with the awe of life. A master of blessing can really experience joy. When we say blessings with the fullness of heart, the master blessing would affirm the joy of others. You want to know what's a blessing? This challah is a blessing. I mean, I travel the country. I know a challah. If anything deserves the blessing. And we have these blessings. But let me tell you one of the most inspiring examples of blessing that I've ever seen. It's in Chicago. There is a conservative shul and a conservative minyan that met in the Reform Synagogue. The first time I went, they said, oh, isn't it nice, after we finished the Reform service. He came. The second time he came back, the third time, are you sure he's a Reform rabbi? But there was a physician who would attend that congregation. When he did a Torah blessing, oy. But more than that, he would ask his patients who were ill if they'd like a Misha Beirach said for them. And on Saturday morning, he came with a list. And those were true, true blessings. That blessing is absolutely seeing the love and feeling. You know what a great present is? A great present is something that a person would always want but wouldn't buy for themselves, maybe for a birthday. And a blessing is that kind of knowledge. Words have power. Rabbi Levi Yitzhak talked about a dialogue between God and Abraham. And Abraham was saying, oh, I don't know if I can do it. And God said, don't utter the words, because words can shape a reality. In our tradition, we affirm divinity in the world by finding the blessings. A final idea. The master of blessings was more than a gifted speaker. It's more than empathy. He became a blessing. All who knew him felt that kind of a presence. They were inspired, not just by his words, but by his spirit. Dr. Rachel Naomi Remen, in one of her books, it was quoted in the old Reform Judaism magazine, talked about the potential for prayer and healing. A blessing is not something you give, but something you are. There's a spark of God in everyone. In a highly technological world, it's easy to forget the power of our own goodness and place value instead on our skills, knowledge, and expertise. Our blessings heal the world. Through our blessing, we discover our own wholeness and the way to restore the hidden wholeness of others. Over 3,000 years ago, God said to Abraham, you will be a blessing. We cherish life, affirm others, experience the divine, and become healers through that act of blessing. Like the master of blessing at 120, Abraham and Sarah, may we embrace life and feel that blessing. And we share the words now, that wonderful song of blessing, L'chilach, to think about the ways that each of us can become a blessing. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.